Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Yesterday was the first story in my series, David the Anointed. I'm not starting with David, but King Saul, who has just finished a great victory over the Amalekites. King Saul is expecting Samuel to arrive and rejoice over the victory God has given him. My story will take an unexpected twist, so pay close attention. God spoke to his prophet Samuel. I regret that I ever made Saul king over my people. Saul has turned his back on me and not carried out my commands. This greatly distressed Samuel, who spent all night crying out to the Lord. Remember, it was Samuel who anointed Saul king of Israel. The next day, he went to find King Saul. Upon his arrival, King Saul greeted him with these words, "Blessed are you of the Lord. I have carried out the command of the Lord." Saul, "What is it I hear? Sheep baaing in the field? Do I hear oxen chewing on grass? And now I come to find out the king of the Amalekites is still alive? So you carried out the command to leave nothing alive." "Samuel, I did obey the Lord. I killed everyone except the king, and we only kept a few animals to make sacrifices to the Lord." "Saul, do you think the Lord wants sacrifice more than obedience?" "Absolutely not. You have rejected God, and he has rejected you as king of Israel." As Samuel turned to go, Saul seized the edge of his robe, and it tore. "Saul, as you have torn my robe, so too God has torn the kingdom of Israel from your hand today. It has been given to another." Samuel never saw King Saul again. My story is packed with spiritual truths. Did you catch Samuel's question about which is better, obedience or sacrifice? Remember, God created the heavens and all of the earth. In Psalms, it says God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. What do you think God wants from you? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.